theme on our big Facebook topic today is old lines from TV commercials. And I'll tell you what, one that would be very apt now is Happy Little Vegemites, because I reckon Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire would be a very happy little Vegemite with the way those blue baggers are going. Hello, Darren, how are you?
G'day, Robbo. Yes, things going very nicely so far, aren't they?
Well, you can't do anything more than two and zip, can you? So, you know.
No, I can't believe that we're not automatically on the top of the ladder, I've got to say, for that. Surely. Surely we should get that after all this time.
Yeah, well, probably for a week or two anyway, just to, you know, give you something else to beat your chest about. But anyway, no, it's going well, so long may it last for you. Now, let's talk to matters of
sincerity, Robert.
Well, I always think once you fake sincerity, you've got it made. So let's talk about community buildings and an opportunity for constituents to have their say.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. As you know, community buildings are a pretty important part of the lives of a lot of people wherever you are, and no less so in our shire. Our halls, our sporting pavilions, our senior citizens clubs, just some of the examples that we've got here. And there's arts and crafts going on, there's music, there's sport, there's cultural events, there's education even, and plenty of meetings happening in all of those buildings. And really important, therefore, that we have them in the best possible condition for what people actually want to use them for and need to use them for. So we've got an asset management process where we look at it from an engineering perspective and make sure we understand what's the conditions of the various parts of the buildings. But we're asking the community now to get involved to help us understand what's the condition of the buildings from their point of view as it relates to how they like to use the buildings and what could be done to help make them better. So really asking anybody who's been to any of our community buildings in the Shire recently, please get on to our Shape Mount Alexander website and fill out a short survey that tells us your thoughts about our buildings and how we can try to make them better in the future, or make sure that they stay the way that they are if they're working really well for you. So opportunity for people to have their say on that one, Robbo, by Thursday the 21st of April.
Right, okay. And just to tie that in and wrap it up as well, there's a number of other consultations that you've got there, and again, you can find out at the website shape.mountalexander. So have a look there and make sure you get involved, because if you don't get involved, well, you can't complain.
That's right.
Talking of getting involved, last Sunday was Neighbour Day, but you've got some events happening this week as well.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. We do. So can't do everything last Sunday, so we wanted to do a couple this week. We've got two lunches on as part of Neighbour Day, which are, we're calling them the two-for-one lunch deal, where we're encouraging people to share lunch with a neighbour. So as part of that initiative of International Neighbour Day, where we all try to get to know our neighbours a little bit more. So the two-for-one lunch deal, there's one in Castlemaine today, Tuesday the 29th of March. That starts at 12:30 p.m. at the Castlemaine Town Hall, and then tomorrow on Wednesday the 30th of March in Malden Neighbourhood Centre, there's a lunch on there from 12 o'clock, Robbo, and really love people to get along to that. But remember, two for one lunch deal is on in Castlemaine and Malden today and tomorrow to celebrate Neighbour Day.
Fantastic. And mate, just finally and quickly, Fee Broadway Theatre coming to life as well.
Yeah. We've got so many great local artists, Robbo, and as everybody knows about Mount Alexander Shire, we sent out an invitation to those artists over the past month to say, would you like to exhibit some of your new artwork throughout this year at the Fee Broadway Theatre in the foyer there? And we just got a fantastic response to that. So starting on the 11th of April, we're going to have our first exhibitor. Her name is Nardine Devel, and she's a Castlemaine local who creates, the wording I've got is intriguing, dark and elusive drawings, Robbo. So leave that to people to go and experience the intriguing, dark and elusive drawings of Nardine, which will be followed by all the way up until Christmas, actually, Robbo, a number of different artists from our community. And people want to have a look at the details of that artwork and who's coming up throughout the year. Have a look at the latest news section of Council's website, and we'll be promoting that all year, I'm sure.
Fantastic. All right, Darren, we'll leave it there. Have a great week, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robert.
All the very best to you, Darren Fuzzard. from Mount Alexandershire joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold, Central Victoria.